Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But speaking of that, in the midst of all of this, everything that's going on, when you think, like, at least we got the news media. At least they're going to keep us informed. You know, and what's happening, you're looking at the news media today that it's going the way, the mainstream media, if you would, which I think is totally, you know, we're fixing it. You got to hear this. You got to hear this. That it's crashing. It's crashing. All the systems that we used, the Walter Cronkite methodologies of delivering the news, you know, President Nixon knew it was over when he no longer had Walter Cronkite on his side. It's like, oh, the power in a newscaster, right?
I know.
And wow. Now, you know, you have, you know, you got to hear this. You got to hear this. The media not only are not standing for God primarily, but they're attacking anybody who is and standing for conservative values. Listen up. Listen to this.
You know, during the initial media coverage surrounding the shootings, ABC News' Brian Ross reported, quote, "There is a Jim Holmes of Aurora, Colorado page on the Colorado Tea Party site."
Now, let me tell you what he's talking about. You're listening to CBN News, and they're talking about the regular newscaster. It was ABC News. Was they're delivering what the shooting, reported the shooting that took place, and all of a sudden, out of the middle of nowhere, they pull out of their hat. That's a nice way. Yeah. Pull out of their hat. That, that, oh, by the way, there is somebody with the same name that's in the Tea Party as the shooter right there. It's like immediately try to identify it. It is like, come on. Mm-hmm. Listen up.
He said he wasn't sure if it was the same man, but he is being criticized for that error. Brent Bozell of the Media Research Center joined me earlier to talk about Ross's on-the-fly reporting. Brent, do you think that Brian Ross's error was bias or just an honest mistake?
It's a mindset. Just like it was a mindset with the Gabby Giffords shooting, where immediately they MSNBC speculated that it was the Tea Party, just like the Robert Stack shooting in Texas in 2010, where the New York Times speculated it was right-wingers who did it, just like another case in 2009 where somebody put FED on his chest, was found dead, and a government conservative group, and turns out it was suicide, where he was trying to collect insurance money for his family. So over and over again, you've seen the media jump to the conclusion that somehow it's the Tea Party that is responsible for these atrocities that take place. And time and again, guess what? It's not true.
Brent, Politico is reporting that ABC, an ABC vice president, has admitted that they made an error in judgment and sent a letter to the Tea Party. And they say they've addressed on all levels at ABC News this matter. Is that enough in your opinion?
No, it is true that he has apologized to the Tea Party. It's also true that the president of ABC has acknowledged that there's a problem. But why is it that they can't apologize to the people they spoke to?
It's like, you know, and this is an old story, but it's the end of the story, if you would. And this is why we believe VFN Radio is here for you, that We need to know the news, but we got to have God's what's God's perspective? We got to have seeking, including God in the news. You know, God, what's God's news behind the news? I understand that there is a flood right now, Noah, but we need to find out why is there a flood. Well, it's just exactly. You know, it's coming because of like what? No, it's coming because on our mind 24 hours a day was evil. We need to know that. Yeah, I understand. I'm wet, Noah, but I need to know. I need to know why I'm wet. It's like right. Because it's flooding. I understand it's flooding, but why am I wet? Because it's just you know, something that happens in nature. It's because of the ice age, right. Noah. It's the ice age and stuff. And the thing is, the reason why the flood was happening is because God was bringing judgment on a people that had their minds on evil 24 hours a day. And so the media is just like, they're like held captive. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. It is like, they're like little, remember, they're like puppets of second heaven. It's like, oh my goodness. It's like, really? I mean, what do you think about yourself when you look in the mirror? I mean, do you really? Real. I mean, how do you keep denying? Do you remember when we were first going into Iraq, and then Saddam Hussein had his news PR dude that was up front? You know, it's like boom, koosh, koosh, koosh thing. You know, things are just falling apart.
We're winning. Everything's okay.
The mother of our bombs hit, and he goes, "Everything's good. We are winning. We are winning. Everything's good. Right. We are winning." And it's like, wow. And it's like, this is the same thing happening right now. You know, it's like things are happening. Boom, all this stuff's happening, and, you know, we're crashing. The economies are crashing. All these terrible things are taking place, and they're talking about the storm clouds are coming to America from the European economies and all this stuff, yeah. And they're going like, everything's great. Did you hear about that little YouTube video with a little dog that went, he's like, oh, my goodness, are you serious? Let's listen up a little bit more from Media Matters about how the bias has come into media.
On national television. Why is it that Brian Ross can't apologize on national television to his viewers? Why is it that NBC, MSNBC acknowledged that on the George Zimmerman story, they did edit a footage to make him appear like a racist? They did acknowledge that. They put out a press release and they apologized. They have yet to apologize to their viewers. And that's what matters. It's the viewers who are misled. Right. They need an apology. ABC hasn't done it. NBC didn't do it.
We'll see if that happens. On another matter, at the top of our program, Brent, we reported that the controversy that has resulted in Chick-fil-A's stance in support of traditional marriage.
You got to listen to this. They're going further. You got to hear about that. They're going to be talking about this, that CNN's about to shut down. All these media sources are going down. But understand this, VFN Radio and VFN TV is coming up. Mm-hmm. I mean, God's going to begin to bring voices of reason, voices of sanity, voices that acknowledge him, and back to the original intent of what was taking place. But listen what they're talking about right here.
The media are taking them to task. How do you think the media have portrayed Chick-fil-A and treated them in regards to this story?
Look, it's an all-out assault on religious liberty taking place by the left. Whether it is the media, gay groups, the Obama administration, the left has declared all-out war. And people of faith had better recognize that there is an attempt to ban them from the public conversation.
Do you hear this? Very important that this is what's taking place. There's a strategy behind all of this, and the strategy is to ban you, the church, to ban, not just take God's name down, but to take you and minimize you and kind of put you in a corner somewhere and eventually into bondage somewhere. And the question is, you know, has God turned us over?
Right.
You know, when that many people are saying that many wrong things with that kind of agenda, that's it's like God has turned the heart of the voices of the, just let's finish this and listen to this, but it's coming against the conservatives, but it's coming against Christians. The voice, it's against anything against God. Like when, you know, you're talking about R.A. Dickey, when they were interviewing R.A. Dickey, R.A. Dickey said, that with the Mets, he says, always edit out God when I talk about God, and that's what's happening. They're trying to edit out God, but you can't edit out God.
No.
You know, but listen up. Listen to the rest of this.
So that when a private owner says he believes in God, he's attacked for it. I mean, it's kind of Red China stuff. What do you do about it? I urge every person of faith to go to Chick-fil-A and start buying a whole lot of chicken.
Brett, with all of this in mind, you've been doing this at the Media Research Center, calling attention to the media's liberal bias. Are you encouraged on any level? Do you think we're going to turn a corner on this?
Well, this is so important. I want you to hear this. Somebody is actually watching media and what's happening to it. This is going to encourage you, and this is why VFN Radio and VFN TV is here. Listen up.
The American people are going to wake up to the fact that, by and large, the mainstream media do not share their values?
Well, there's good news and bad news. The bad news is that the media are more left-wing than ever. As a matter of fact, when Les Moonves said that objective journalism is dead, he's the president of CBS, he's absolutely right, which he should have said because he was attending an Obama fundraiser at the time. That's the bad news. The good news is that the public isn't buying. And the old media, I hate using the term mainstream because there's nothing mainstream about them. The old media are dying. The New York Times you can use it to line your parakeet cage. Newsweek was sold for $1. The network's audience has collapsed. CNN is almost dead. On and on the stories go about how the old media are dying because the public is leaving and going to the new media. So the prospects are very, very good for conservatives, but we have to weather this storm where it's all-out war on the right.
It's so important, you know, at the last moment when somebody knows they're about to go, they're going to throw everything they have on the court. They're going to throw everything they have in the arena. And we're about to experience the largest blast of second heaven that can come against, you know, the conservative voice and come against mm-hmm. Christians, but realize that if you'll stand faithful to God, if you'll turn to God and begin to abide with him, if you will connect yourself with other people who are standing with God, and you just hunker down during the storm and let the storm,
right.
though it shakes you and quakes you. Listen, God's told us this. Though it shakes you and quakes you, if you do what is right before God, understand this, that God will protect you. He will cover you. And as the storm blows over, what looked like it was going to come right at you and destroy you, that it will just go on and not even harm you. I mean, mm-hmm. God protects those who are his. But the exciting thing about what they're talking about is how, you know, even CNN is crashing. That you can use the New York Times. They sold Newsweek for a dollar.
Yeah.
For a dollar. And so, you know, with that, think about it, that it's so important to understand that if we hold on, and that's why you see, that's why we wanted to launch when we launched with mm-hmm. VFN TV and the daily radio mm-hmm. program, because we want a voice of sanity. We want somebody who's talking about God and hearing your feedback. We have so many wonderful things to tell you that God is not dead. God is alive. And
that's
Jesus
right.
is dwelling with his people. The Spirit of God is moving powerfully. Signs, wonders, and miracles still happen every day in the church. And God still heals. God still delivers. And God still sets the captive free. And that is who we are as the church. And be encouraged that God has not left you without a messenger. God has not left you without hope. But you're going to have to wake up. You can't stay partners with the world. You can't be friends with God and friends with the world at the same time. Realize all those sources are going down.
Mm-hmm.
And notice they're all buying in at the last moment of their death, of their life. They're buying in to the depths of what the adversary says he wants to do versus what God wants to do. Listen, there's hope.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.